Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bob Hisa. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy Hosler. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Bob Gorenski. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Weiniger for a passed ball. McRae moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randall for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Carew reaches second base with a double. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's Royals, 1, Twins, 1. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field. Gorenski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger bunts towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Smalley moves to second. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gorenski, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Golds fires to first and has Cowens trapped. There's the throw to Randall, who tags Cowens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. White moves to second. It's 3-1, Royals. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-1 in the game. Hisa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins won. The Twins will come to bat. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Smalley moves to third. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorenski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Weiniger moves to third. Terrell moves to second. It's Royals, 3, Twins, 3. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Heisa. Weiniger scores. Terrell scores. Gorenski moves to second. It's 5-3, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Cusick moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, Twins. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Terrell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Gorenski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gorenski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-3 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Randall moves to second. Mark Little now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Joe LaHewitt pinch hits for Bob Heisa. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Gorenski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaHewitt moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Frank White now playing shortstop. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Little fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Weiniger hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. John Mayberry pinch hits for Frank White. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Freddie Patek now playing shortstop. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gorenski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bostock strikes out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Gorenski moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gorenski scores. Randall moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carew is walked intentionally. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-4 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McRae takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. Brett moves to third. It's 9-4, Twins. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Josie Depp pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Z-Depp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.